And the truth is, it's really a continuation line above and off at the bottom. But it says here, Ki Omar, it should be Ki Omar. And it's, it says, Rabbi Yochanan Omar Alf said that a girl who has who receives her get has if she's under 12, she has a chatzin, she has arba amos. So Gemara says, don't take it that far. When it says Rabbi Yochanan says a girl who's under 12 has a chatzin arba amos, it's not to be taken literally. Rather, it's a very limited chiddush. Come Rabbi Yochanan, pishut yadayim v'raglayim. It means that she doesn't have arba amos, she doesn't have chatzir. All she has is the extent to which she can extend her hands. Okay? So if she's standing here, and the get is thrown anywhere within the extent of the radius of her hands, that Chazal recognized to be a valid kinyan of the get. And later on in the Masechta Tzachin, going to get into why there's such a concept at all, why does he have more than your actual grasp. But that's going to be something which comes up later on, and the rabbis instituted that. So by Ektana, they didn't give her chotzer, they didn't give her Dalet Amos, all they gave her is the extent to which she can extend her hands. Okay? Says the Gemara, interesting question which Shmuel does not resolve. What about the chotzer of the shliach? You know, shliach Kabbalah. It really be a shliach having a shliach, because we say a chotzer is like a shliach in and of itself. So if you have a the chotzer is of the, I mean, if you have the shliach, can he himself, if you have a shliach kabbalah, can the shliach kabbalah himself be zoich to get with his chotzer? I'm not sure why not, to tell you the truth, because the chora, any vehicle of acquisition which the original person had should be able to be granted by the delegation of authority to his or her agent. But nevertheless, obviously the Gemara here is under the question, under the impression that there may be a problem in that making the chotzer a further shliach is a shliach making a shliach, and that might not be possible. Just something like that. Right, it should be, but obviously we hold there.
It was a special bezerah for a woman.
Yeah.
To include her chatzer as part of her being.
Well, by an adult, it's not a special bezerah. By an adult, it is actually part of the. But the reason is that we have principle of ein shliach chos a shliach. One shliach kabbalah cannot appoint another shliach kabbalah. So obviously, as we're saying, perhaps the agency is also limited in that chatzer doesn't apply. That's what we're trying to say. Okay, which would be, that's the question. The one doesn't resolve it. Okay, Nises, we said in our mission, Nises, once a girl is married, Lo Avia, she accepts her get, not her father. Ketana, if she's a ketana, she's a minor. Avia, Lo He, she accepts her get, not her father, right? Nises, now if she gets married when she's a ketana, Bein He, Bein Avia, Bo she and her father, According to the Amudi Yerushalayim at the bottom, who brings the Ramban, cannot accept her get. Okay, if she's a ketana and she's married, fully married, so her father lost rights over her, right? Because after this, the father has no rights anymore. She doesn't have rights because she's a ketana, so therefore she can't get divorced. They have to wait till she's an adult in order to divorce her. Okay? Says, well, not quite. Imesh ba das, he v'lo avia. If she already has das, which we will define in a moment, even though she's a ketana, she can receive the divorce. Of course, her father cannot. Ezu ketana, it should be cholo liskarish. What's ketana who can't get married because you say she does have das? Rabbi Yochanan Yochel says, kol shenosin lo gita v'dover achrimo. Anytime we give her a get plus something else. V'motzia also, obviously, the other thing is precious. And the get is ultimately not, because it's a piece of paper. But nevertheless, he motzio son lachazman. Sometime later, she can produce both, so obviously she knows the get is something worth keeping, just like the other object we gave her. That indicates that she has das, she's mature enough and intelligent to receive the get, because she knows what she's getting and to keep safeguarding.
They don't say what time is sometime
later. No, they don't say that, no. It doesn't say, that's right. It's a very ambiguous term. Yeah, I don't know why. Home think at least, he mucking plenty. Some is. Right. Yeah, maybe it's a while. I assume it's like a week, maybe 30 days. Hormetenge et lishti, somebody who says, give a get to my wife, makomploni, so-and-so place. Nusel makomacher, and the shliach gave it to elsewhere, possible, because the place became like a condition of the get. But if the husband said, well, she's in so-and-so place, right? In that case, if he gave it to elsewhere, kosher, because he was just indicating where he thought his wife would be, but not that he was specifically stipulating that the gay be granted there. A woman who said, except for me, my get in so-and-so place, where the Shlich Kabbalah accepted it elsewhere, possible, because again, she stipulated that the Gerushin should take place in so-and-so place. Rabbi Lezer, Machshir, Lezer says it's kosher, but Lezer holds, in this case also, Rabbi Lezer holds, she's just indicating where she would like the get to be received, but not that it's a impediment to the validity of the get.
She has no say-so where she gets
the divorce. No, but she has a say-so on the Shlich. She can impede upon the shliach from being activated unless he gets to so-and-so place. Okay, that's it. It's her shliach. Now, along those lines, precisely what you said, if she said to the shliach, she didn't make him a shliach kabbalah anyway, right? She just said, you're shliach hava, you bring me the get, I'll get divorced here. Then it doesn't matter where he picks up the get. He brings it from elsewhere, kosher, the get is kosher. Masisa lo Rabbi Lezer. Our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Lezer. Baram Rabbi Lezer in the Seifa. Because Baram Rabbi Lezer, according to Rabbi Lezer, also Yisharag in the Reisha. And also where the husband specified a place, should be Lo'olam, take out the word Eina, the Maram on the bottom takes out, Lo'olam Migureshe, Sachi Omer Lo'atzkar, Shenali, Yivol Kaponi. Even if he designates a place, unless he says, I'm Betafka Makbi, that it should only take place there. So, Kohen Rabbi Lezer, we always say that it's just indicating where he thinks it should take place, but not that that's a definite clause in the Gerushin. So, Rabbi Lezer in the Reisha should have argued as well. The fact that Rabbi Lezer doesn't argue in the Reisha should not be construed to infer that Rabbi Lezer agrees in the Reisha. No, he would argue in the Reisha as well. And he would say any time, unless he stipulated that that is the only place where the divorce could take place, just mentioning the place in and of itself does not make tie down the divorce to that place. Unlike Chachomim, okay. Harei b'magom ploni. Now, what if the father, the husband said, "Look, she's in so and so place." V'afigirsha magom acher, and then the shliach went to divorce in another place. Harei. It should be, now here it should be totally different, Harei Bezuaf Rabbanan Moide, in this case even the rabbi's Moide, because he's concede that it's a valid Gerushin, because he's just giving, clearly in this case, just giving Eitz HaToiva, right, he's saying that
giving directions, right.
Sheinu Elokamara Malokam is just indicating the place where she's likely to be. Afra Bonam Moide Sheinu Elokamara Malokam. Now also in the this is going on the safe of the Mishnah where she says Haveli Giti Malokam Ploini, right, where she says brings me to so and so place. So there too, even Rabbanan concede that she's just indicating a likely place where the husband can found, but not to be construed as, since it's Shliach Havon, Shliach Kanar, Shliach Kabal, so it's not to be construed as an ikuv, as an impediment that he should not bring the get from there. Okay? Haveli Giti. A woman says to the get, Shliach, don't be a Shliach Kabal, but be a Shliach Havon, to bring the get, not to accept the get. Ochels betruma she eats, truma at shiagia get liyoda, until the get reaches hands, because it ain't effective till then. He's Kabali Giti, she said to the Shliach, except for me, my get, asur l'chol b'trum b'yad, she's forbidden to eat truma immediately because maybe the husband will give it to the shliach immediately. Yiskabli giti makom ploni, if she said, except my get for me in so-and-so place, ochelos b'truma, she can eat truma ad she'agia get lo samakom until the get gets there. Rabbi Lesser, dressed up tonight.
No, it was a mistake. I never got out
of it. What?
It's not to change
it. Oh. Okay. Rabbi Lezer forbids immediately because Rabbi Lezer consists of Lezer in both Halacha Gimel and Halacha Daled holds that unless you make an explicit stipulation, we assume that mentioning places by getting is not an impediment that the get take place dafka there. So therefore, even if you mention a place, she mentioned place, except me, my get in so-and-so place, so nevertheless, Rabbi Lezer holds that that's not binding. And that's what Gemara says, immediately, my time, Rabbi Lezer, I say, Achar, tell us, but so he found him beyond the door. In other words, the Shliach Kabbalah found her husband waiting on the other side of the door and accepted again immediately. So ever she's forbidden to eat truma immediately. Okay? Tamatina, we learned over there. Homer le mishenu ne'emar la maisers. Very interesting case. If you said to somebody who's not believed on maisers, kach le mishenu ne'emar. You actually sent somebody who's not credible in terms of maisers to buy you maisers from somebody who's credible. Or mimishu maiser, or from somebody who himself takes out the maiser. Eino ne'emar. You don't believe the shliach that he went to the right place. He's not trusted. Okay? If you said, Meish Plon, now here, you don't have this in the Gemara, neither do I, it's in the Carbonado. Meish Plon, I raise an amen. If you send to a specific individual, he didn't say, go find me somebody trustworthy. You said, go to so-and-so Yanko, right, the storekeeper. So then he's believed to go to that storekeeper. Rabbi Yossi argues, Tan Rabbi Yossi, I feel Amr, I love me Plony. Even he said, go buy from Yanko, the storekeeper. Ain't no amen, he's not believed to say he went there. Achiyoy Marlo, until the Mishalech, the person who sent him, says, Kach, go buy it on credit, and I'll go pay the money later on. Because then, I'll come back and check. So obviously, in that case, we believe that the guy is going to go take from the right guy. So as the Gemara, in my time, Rabbi Yossi, what's the logic, Rabbi Yossi? Similar to Rabbi Lezer and our Mishnah. And he found a relative. The two pshatim and karav, some say relative, some say closer by. But in any event, he found somebody else and he took from the other guy. Says the Mara, I said Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi. You think Rabbi Lezer in our mission goes to Rabbi Yossi over there. So he says the get can take place anywhere, it's just Mara Mokum. So that's like Rabbi Yossi over there. He said he really might intend to buy from anybody, it's just Mara, he just feels it's Mara Mokum. Says Mara, again, ask Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Lezer. Says my note, Rabbi Yossi, Reuben, Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Yossi is a bigger Kiddush, Rabbi Lezer. How so? Below my mode, Rabbi Lezer, does Rabbi Lezer concede? Shim Amrlo, if the woman said to Shliach, Out Kableli, Eleba Mokomploni, only accept me to get in so and so place, Shiochos, Betruma, Chagia, Get Loosa Mokom, that she can eat Truma until the get reaches that locality, right? So, Hocha, here, top of Lam Zayim Ralph, I feel Amar Lo Miploni. Here, even he said, take it from Yanko. He said, specifically that place, Ain't no Naman. The Shliach is not believed. Atriyom Lo Kachman, you know, Simos, until he says, go by and I'll pay the credit afterwards. My time, Rabbi Yossi, and again, we reiterate what's the large Rabbi Yossi. Aniyomer Echo Kara Mutz of Lo Kachmenu. He found something related and bought from him. Now, again, here, according to Rabbi Yossi, to avoid hassle, even if he was told explicitly to only take from somebody, not from anybody else, he'll just cut, he'll undercut his shlichus. So Rabbi Yossi is much more suspicious of the shliach than Rabbi. He's suspicious of the shliach. Rabbi Lezer just says that the person who sent was just by Mar Mokum. Rabbi Yossi is actually suspicious of the shliach of doing illicit things in the course of getting out of shlichus as soon as possible. Okay? So it's a bigger chiddush l'chumra. Okay? Says Gemara, halacha hey. Says Mishnah actually. Hoy Sabi says, Kisvu tnu get li, Kisvu get du lishti. Write again, give it to my wife. Or he says, Gershua, divorce her. Or he says, Kisvu igeris, write a letter, quote unquote, the tnula and give it to her. Arei lichtavu yidnu, they write and they give, because all these are languages which authorize the divorce process. Patua, if you said to emissaries, exempt her, Parnasua, sustain her. Asula Kanimus, do to her according to custom. Asula Kuroi, do to her what's proper. Loamar Klum, it's meaningless because those are not languages necessarily connote Gerushin. Some more will say. But Ishoina, initially they used to say, Hayaytze, because somebody's going out with chains on his neck to be executed. Varmin said, Kisvu get Liishti, if somebody said, and he said, right, he gets my wife, even though he didn't say Tznu. You just said Kisvu, he didn't say Tznu, right? So in the ratio here it says Kisvu Tznu. This guy just said Kisvu, he just said write, and say give. Arei yichtu, they get write and they give the get. Chozuloma, they eventually expanded that. They came back to say, Afan Forage, so to somebody's going out to sea, but to be sure going out in a caravan, for Rabbi Shimon Shesu Yomer, Afan Mesuka, somebody who's in danger of death. All these individuals, even they just say Kisvu and not Tznu, we assume that they meant to say Tznu as well. And we write again and give it to the wives. Okay? Homer Selchua, somebody says Tarchua. Homer Gershua, it's like he says Gershua. In other words, Tarchua is the language of Gershua, just in Aramaic. Patrua Parnasua Asula Kanimus Asula Karoi. All these languages exempt her, sustain her, do to her what's proper, do to her what's suitable. Lo amar klum, it's all meaningless. Ani omer, I say limizoinus, that he, what he meant to do is say, he said, give her mizonos, right? Exempt her from being impoverished and famished. But it doesn't mean anything about, divorce. Okay? Says mar, amrei mara mara sevelozov dober vikoilo sholosakono. It's not just that somebody's going about to be executed for his crimes, explicitly. Afila b'kolo shemamim, even they take him away to debtor's prison. He never can tell if he's going to survive it, right? So therefore, he even says, kisu without tzmu, that's valid. Shekoa kolo b'chazko shoskon, any time a person is put into chains, he's in danger. Elezer shor, Elezer asks, this guy is in chains. Manosu k'man neshchimir, is this matorah like a man neshchimir, which doesn't require a kinin, or is it like the matorah of a healthy person, because right now he's not ill. He's going to have to be killed, but he's not ill. Shchimir is somebody who's ill, right? So Rav Nahum Shem Rav Yaakov Rav Minyan said, Madi Tzuch Leblez, is that what Rav Leblez asked the question? Pshitle Rav Yossi, Rav Bechina, it's obvious Rav Yossi Bechina that it works. The Tzinyan we learned over there, Tamon, Aisha Shener Nerga, a woman who is killed, Nani Besara, you're allowed to make a human hair shetel out of her hair. Okay? Now, this is not clear. Most of the Mephoreshim here learned that it's talking about her wig. In other words, you can use her wig after she's gone. Must have a nice wig. But according to the Meshach of the Or Sameach, it's actually talking about using the hair of her head. Okay?
After she's killed,
but that's going to be the point. Behemosh Nerga, an animal who's killed because, you know, he was a Shoranisko or something like that. So then Asura Banoah, the carcass is Asura Banoah. So why is that? Why the difference between the animal and the woman? So says Mar Biyosir, so he says, Bomeres. When she says, Tinasin Kvinti Leviti, she said, give Kvinti is literally a shawl or a tichel, but here it includes the shetel as well. So therefore, since she said it during her lifetime, so that's why it's a vow transit, that's why it does become Osir Banoah. The way the Or Sameach, in fact, learns it's even talking about the hair itself, as I said. And what he proves here is that Mana Shchimira takes place during the lifetime of the person involved. And even if it's the Shchimira is giving hair is not essential to the body, so therefore it doesn't automatically become Osir Banoah. If it's sold prior to the person's death, then it can be shorn off after the person's death, according to the Meshachach, or the Or Sameach. So be that as it may, Lamaisa, we see here, what we set out to prove is that a case of a Yotze Bekolar, what did we set out to prove? we set out to prove Yotze Kolar is...
Doesn't need a kinyan.
Yeah, okay, right. Because here she just said tznu. She didn't make a kinyan. That's right. She said tznu kiminti leviti. She didn't actually make a kinyan, and nevertheless, it remains mutter banah. So we see that you don't need a kinyan for... Right. That's right. But it is for a divrei shchimira.
I'm thinking about
what kind of body. Right. So we know that divrei shchimira is definitely like that, right? But there's specific... So that's... You're right. Right, even though he's not mortally wounded or dying. Right, that's correct. Kadon, that was the case of this. Now, this is the case also in the Bavli as well. Only in the Yerushalmi is a little bit more fleshed out. Geniva isapik lemikla. Geniva is going to have to be killed. Omri said, Yavun leilav l'Rabbi Avuna. Give to Rabbi Avuna Zeus. It says here in Kermanet 400 Zeus. I guess it's from the Bavli, that number. Minchamra the Kvar Panaya. Give him 400 bucks of the wine which I have in Kvar Panaya. V'loy Avunle. After Gvina died, they didn't give his heirs the money, the wine. Chashin laha the rav. Why is that? Because they were afraid of that which Rav said, meaning they took into account Rav's statement. The rav on a rav says hayorish k'mishubad, an heir is like somebody who's under lien. K'shem she, and just like k'shem shein milva beidim nikves mina mishubad. So just like like nechasim mishubadim, like property which has been sold away. So just like k'shem she'ein bilva be'edim nigvus min hashubad, you can't collect alone, which is verbal, even if there are witnesses on it, from the Chosim Meshubarim. It can only be collected from the Chosim Bnei Chayrin, not from property which had been sold away, right? So, Kach in Nigri, so to Mil of Edim, such as Matna Shchimero on this case, Ein Nigri's Menorah is not collected from the heirs. Says, I don't understand. It's not a debt. V'loy nulay mishum choiv. Yitnu lay mishum matona. Right? Forget about that. It's not a debt. It's a matona. That's all the concept. Matna Shchimera. The Shchimera can give a gift. Divrei Shchimera k'ksuvim surin dami. So what's the problem here? Right? So it's a choshin law, so I'll tell you. Choshin law, the Rabbi Lezer. We're suspect that which Rabbi Lezer said. But Lezer, shalom! He asked whether Yotze B'Koylo Matnoso Kamat Nashri Meira, but he never resolved it. Now, it's we tried to resolve it, right? But Rabbi Lezer never resolved it. So since Rabbi Lezer never resolved it, Rabbi Yitzchak said, might have strictly Rabbi Lezer, Pshita Rabbi Yitzchak B'Chanina. Rabbi Yitzchak said, yes, Matna Shri Meira applies also to Yotze B'Koylo. But Rabbi Lezer asked it as a caution, never had a resolution. So ever, even though this was a Matna Shri Meira, because Gvina was going out to be executed, nevertheless, I'm sorry, we don't know if it's a Matna Shri Meira, and therefore they never executed his last will, so to speak. Okay? So,
I know he's not sick, but he's about to die. So the
Shchimera
is about to die.
No, because Matna Shchimera, they did it because, I'll tell you, very good question. Matna Shchimera, they did it because they were afraid that if you don't let his Matana be valid, it's going to hasten his death. Because he's going to, but the Yetzi B'Koylo, Kolar, it makes no difference because his death is not a...
It's predetermined.
Right. Right, so it's going to be excellent. Affect his status. Exactly. Right, exactly. Okay? So it says, I see the Rabbi Zira, the Rabbi Yitzchak Atushaya. They brought Rabbi Zira to Rabbi Yitzchak Atushaya with Tonale, and I guess Rabbi Zira, one of them taught the other, I'm not sure who taught what. Kegitin Ken Matona. Just like the get, the Koyote, recall. Even if he didn't say tznu, his get is about get, just if he says kisvu, so too he has matna shchimera. Amalei raibo, oma gidin, it says more, may punk fucker. May by gidin, im lo nasan b'chayv lo nosein. A yaitzim ko, if he didn't give the get during his lifetime, it's not about get. Av matona, im lo nasan, meaning before he went out to kolar. Av matona, im lo nasan b'chayv. V'lama tlashmo matona, maybe matona also. The matzvah is not valid unless he give it. In other words, maybe the exact opposite. Maybe the get of Yetzim Kolo is not valid unless it's given, unless he said snu. And maybe matzvah is not valid. So Malay, so he said, I don't understand what you're doing here. Hocha asa Rebbe, mafka chokhmasa. Here we have a rabbi who's trying to give his lomdus, his wisdom, and as a result, to mafsu Rabuna Zuzi, he's going to cause Rabbi Avuna to lose 400 zuz. Stop with this pilpul, right? Lace your heel. Because you're not right. You can't say this, right? Because it says explicitly, Niyataman Trumanal Ish Plani Umes says, give so and so much money to each so and so, and took him 100,000 to so and so, Umes, and he died. Yidnu La Chamisa, you give after death. Now, it's very strange. What does that prove? Who says play about Yotze B'Koylo? Maybe it's play about Matna Shchimera. So it's kind of strange. So it says, so what, I'm not sure exactly how to learn it, but perhaps it goes with, along with the next two words. The next two words, Rabbi Shimon, the Pnei Moshe explains, Rabbi Shimon, that's not talking about Matna Shchimera, that's talking about Mesukan. I mean, it's not about Matna Shchimera of a Yotze B'Koylo. It's about Matna Shchimera of Mesukan. Rabbi Shimon Shizuri Amer Afa Mesukan, right? So Mesukan is also a form of Shchimera because it means you just got sick very, very quickly.
Isn't
Yotze B'Koylo
is Mesukan?
No. Mesukan is a different term. Mesukan is something you got very, very sick very, very quickly. It's both the Shchimera gradually deteriorated. Mesukan is something else. Look in the carbonate of Pnei Moshe in the Mishnah.
They separated for the Lazar was the shoulder of Lazar, because I'm kind of don't know what they said. is a...
Yeah, but that's, you're right. You use the language sakana there, but it's not the same sakana. Good point. That's not the same sakana. But you know what? I have the Karpin Eidus shot better. Karpin Eidus says it's a typo. He says it shouldn't be Kirabi Shimon, it should be Kachamun. When they heard, right? So it says Kacho. So Tnita when the Tnuman Eli Shpani Meizin Nachas Miso Kachamun when they heard. So I'm not sure. I'm still not sure actually according to Kerminator what that proves. I don't know exactly what that proves. But in any event, Kachamun when they heard Rabbi Yochanan Polig. When there, Rabbi Yochanan argues, Yavin late, then Gvina's heirs gave the money to Rabbi Avuna. How what they hear about Rabbi Yochanan? The Mara Yavo B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Yavo Sinei Rabbi Yochanan, Milva Beidim, even alone, which is verbal, as long as they're witnesses, Nigves Mina Yorshim, it's collected from the heirs. Uvad Yorshikark, as long as those heirs inherited land, which makes them, gives them real achrayas. So too, Gvina's heirs can't collect, or Gvina, Rabbi Avun actually, can't collect from the Yorshim of Gvina. So says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yosef, said, Odota Tamar, behind Ava Koyim Gabe, I trust the Miss. That's true about that's true where there were Adim from the time that he made the statement about giving the man the Shechimra until the time that he died. Because then we say he obviously didn't deliver during his lifetime, so therefore we deliver from the property after death, right? Abraham, im olu v'nofi, or if the Adim went in and out after he declared the man the Shechimra, so on Amar, I say, and one time when the Adim went in the room, he already gave it, so therefore we don't give after death. Now, all this indicates that Gvina actually, Gvina's heirs executed the commands, his wishes. However, Milsud Rabbi China, the following story of Rabbi China, Amar indicates the loyalty that the heirs of Gvina did not acquiesce in the demands. How so? Rabbi China Ave Mishtoya Hein Uvda, Levi Prisa. Oh, I'm sorry. Rabbi China Ave China Mishtoya Hein Huna Uvda. Rabbi China used to tell the story. Levi Prisa, I guess that's the Amora Levi, Ave Aramin Asal Asar, he was going from place to place. Piece of maybe means from Persia, I don't know exactly. But so in place to place. Nafkin krivi the Gvina, Gneva, Mechlime, so the relatives of Gvina came out to arrange to have a meal with him. Amar say he said, Levi said, Yevin Rabbi Avuna Zuze, first give Rabbi Avuna the money you owe him, and then Vizgan Lachman, then begin eating bread with me. And until that, we're not eating. So that clearly indicates that the heirs of Gvina were recalcitrant and weren't fulfilling the Matan Hashchimra. Again, that probably relying on Rebbe Lezer. The Matan Hashchimra doesn't necessarily apply by Yetzir L'Koyla. There's a different shot in He's Garon Lachman, the Pnei Bo Korban, and Pnei Moshe, but I think that's what it means. Okay, Tani, we learned Apachole. So to Chol said, Kisvu, even though he didn't say it, knew the get is valid. Rabbi Yaakov Yishim Yosef said, Halok Rabbi Shimon is Shazuri, but I'm in Sukkah, and somebody who's in immediate peril of his life, also doesn't have to say Tznu. Ma ben sukkah, ma ben chol. Now here is explicitly actually. What's the difference between somebody who's misukkah and somebody who's sick? Chol k'der cheretz, chol is gradually deteriorates, like most people do. Misukkah and somebody who's in danger, chol shekavetz al chol, he became very quick, very sickly. Der cheretz, in the normal fashion, when a person gets sick gradually, akroivin yichnasim et zlomiyat, the relatives come in immediately to visit him. But chokim, the ones who are more distant, come l'achar shloshim, come 3 days after the onset of the illness. If, however, the sickness jumped upon him, so obviously he's in great peril, great very quickly. So then, everybody comes immediately. Says Mar Dilma, it's a story. They went to visit Rabbi Yossi, beside Klos Yermin, after he'd been ill for 3 days. Armelon, so he said, by me, you want to fulfill his brisa? Or aren't we good buddies? Why didn't you come during the first 3 days? Well, you didn't have to wait 3 days. You're my good buddies. You should have come earlier. Okay? So in any event, the bottom line is it seems that we're very ambiguous tomorrow. We didn't come up with a clear-cut answer as whether a Yoytzer B'Koil is the same thing as Matna Shechimira. I don't remember the Bavli actually comes with a clear-cut answer. The Shalom seems to indicate that it should be, but they didn't actually come to a definite conclusion. Okay, shifting gears. Mishra Mushlach Bebor. Somebody's cast into a pit. Varmai said, Kol Shemez Koyle, anybody hears my voice, Yichtov get Lishi, should write a gift for my wife. Harel Yichtov Yitnu, anybody here should write and give. Habarish Amar Kisvu get Lishi. So a person who's well, who's healthy, who said, write a gift for my wife, Ratsa Sachipo, he wants to, you know, laugh at her, right? Strange way of enjoying himself. Ma'aser Bari, now, this case I never understood, right? Never, ever. First time I'm being exaggerating, but I think the first time I learned Giddin is I was in seventh grade. So that's a long time ago. I don't remember. I don't know if I learned this then. Anyway, I think we did learn Hanizok in that year, but not an Omer. Anyway, Misha Mushu Babar, Varan, somebody says, Kol Shemei, oh, sorry, I'm about the young. Ma'aser Bari, Sharma Kisbu Gelish, the well person said, go write a get for my wife. Vola Rosh Agag, and then he went to the top of the rooftop, Benofa, and he fell, Umes, and he died. Now, Omer Shin Gamliel, Omer Shin Gamliel said, Ime Atzmo Nofa, I raise the get. If he fell on his own accord, so I raise a get, because we assume that when he said write a get, it's because he knew he was going to commit suicide, and therefore the get is a valid get. If the wind fell, and therefore even though he didn't say tnu, it's still a valid get, like you said, Bekailor. But if the wind pushed him off, ain't no get, it's not a valid get, because then he didn't know he was about to die, so therefore if he said kiss without tnu, it's not a valid command to write a get. Now, I don't understand, why are we writing a get? For what purpose? He's dead. That's what always has bothered me. Klutz Kasha. He's dead. What are we writing a get for? What? But we can, there's no get lachem
Isa. The same was the case with Yotzei.
No, there we chop a rein and we write the get quickly before he's executed. So here, you have to say the same thing, that they wrote the get between the time they went up to the roof and the time they fell off. And then, if we're clearing afterwards, there was a get valid or not. That's what you have to say. Amr Rabbi Chinna said, Limdon Rabbi Yonasan, Rabbi Yonasan told us that that which we listened to, that which they heard in the pit, that's only, Vuhu Shein Shiro, Buvio Shalom, never see a reflection of a human being, either in the pit or on top of the pit or whatever it was. Why is that? Because others are afraid of shadim. Tamatim learned there might be a shade. Tamatim learned to them medium Laura in there. Same idea. But we testify if we saw somebody dead, even by the light of candles, or of under the light of the moon. Masina Pibaski married somebody off based on a voice which we hear. This is by a voice that says so and so is dead. Umara Bierzer said Venturo Buvio Shalom so if you see a human shape. Rabbi Yaakov Hashem Merchina said, "Top of Lama Chesav Hadatim." Besides, that's in a field. Ava Beir, but if in the city, I feel Loro Buvio Shalom. Even they didn't see a present reflection. So why? Because there aren't that many shadim in the city, so not to consider it's going to be shadim. Said, "Aye, but Tim Bishayam Mushlach Babor." Aye, then we learn about somebody who's in a well. From Rabbi Yisrael Vein Rosha Ro Buvio Shalom, we have to see a present reflection, and there certainly are wells in the city. Maybe it's talking about a city well, right? So it says Mar Rabbi Yaakov said the Mezikin are Yimutzuyim Baboris. These find shadim in the wells. Kederach Shem Mutzuyim Basadah. Just like we found them in the fields. So therefore, so the voice coming from a well or field, you have to see the countenance of a human being or the shape of a human being.
Isn't there also a problem with the echo? Was that in a cave? If you're not hearing his voice directly.
That's only for Megillah, for Mikra Megillah and stuff like that. But not for again. No, it won't be a problem again. Sav me'atzon nafal, getting back to the case of the Mishnah, sav me'atzon nafal, safek ruach chaz, you don't know if he fell on his own or the wind pushed him off. Nishmin ma'adot, let's try and bring a proof from here. The Rabbi Shingon Leomer, Rabbi Shingon Leomer says, imala sar nafal, if he fell immediately, hare zaget, he said zaget because he knew he was going to fall. If he fell sometime later, and he'll get because we say he didn't know he was going to fall. So says Mara Vahena Lasar below Safiku. Even if Elmili isn't a Safik, maybe he slipped. How do you know he intended to die? Adam as much as he says, Safik Miruach, Ruach Chosar, raise a get. If we don't know, we assume it's a get. It's like a rope, because we assume the odds are that he fell on his own, right? So therefore, we say that we kind of apply a rove, right? So there too, the same thing is if in a case where we're not sure, case of mission, we said it depends if he falls later or falls now. So and there we follow an umdanon. We say that if he falls now, it's considered to be what?
If he falls now, it's considered suicide.
No. No, 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 no. One second. I lost my train of thought here. I think it's the opposite. Let me read it again. Shmini Medo, it's starting out from here. Rabbi Shugam Yomer, Ima Asana Polifel, Melia raise a get. Milakas Mana fell, Eno get. Depends when he fell. Vaina Asar, Velosavi, he fell right away. How could it be a valid get? Maybe he didn't intend to die, and that he didn't intend to seriously wish for divorce. It was just an accident. Adama Sishas. Okay, you're right. We assume that in that case, he intended to fall, right? So too, if we have a question of Savik Me'atzmanafal Savik Aruat Chosa, we assume they intend to fall as well. Okay, we always assume they intended. But if we have.
If he falls
right away, and we're not sure if it's the wind or it's the himself, so we assume that it's himself. Just like it was laid right away, suppose later on we assume it's himself. So too, we assume it's himself vis-a-vis the wind. No, it's a time and energy continuum here.
No. Maybe he's waiting for the get to be written, and that's why he doesn't jump right away. He waits.
He has to tell us that. I mean, obviously, there's a standoff situation, right? And that we still continue to assume that he meant to get to be okay.
Jump,
right? Now here's an interesting case, which is brought down because of the end of where it's going to come out to. You shecht an animal. Now it says it's in the chulin, but I don't remember the chulin. You shecht an animal for the purpose of sprinkling its blood to avodah zarah. The shechit itself is not done for avodah zarah. You did it in order to do the zrika to avodah zarah, right? So, is there a zrika sadam by chulin animal? It's a meaningless concept, right? So does it make the animal of a deserve? Of course, it's a machlokas, right? It's obviously going to be a machlokas. So shachta is not a malav a deserve, like tir chela of a deserve to consecrate its chela of a deserve, and the animal itself is chulin, not kachim. So Rabbi Yechon Amar Machshav Pusas, everyone says that deed renders the animal no good, and he can't eat it. And Shlok Shomar in Machshav Pusas, it doesn't render the animal ungood, and you can't eat it. No good, and you can't eat it. So, Rabbi Yaakov, he did come with Rabbi Shlokish, or Yaakov, he asked for Rabbi Shlokish, but then we learn, Rabbi Yossi, Mer Kav V'Chomer at Form. Then Rabbi Yossi said, it's a Kav V'Chomer. May V'Mokos Shem Achshav Poselis B'Mukdoshim, right? By Kachim. Machshav Apostles, concept Pigul, right? You have in mind during the Shechit to do the Zrika or something else, Shalol Lishma, to eat it Shalol Lishma or at the wrong time and the wrong place, right? So we have their concept of people by carbonos, which are become rendered unfit by four avodos, by shchita, kabbalah, holocha, and zrika, right? So we have put people over there, right? My makosham makshav bosos mukdashim, right? We're Achshav apostles. So you can think from one avoda to another avoda, right? In a place where so to here, we should have the same thing. Pigam nosa machshav posel, machshav posel. So it's pigam nosa machshav works by kachim. So certainly it should work by chulim as well. So it says more. No. Yaki said the pigam nosa. Normally, pigul noisar, yeah, pigul noisar, it should be not ain, but rather hamachshava poselis. By pigul noisar, thought passels, because the special xeris are kosov by kochim, which the Torah gave. I mean, shachli zogas damu avarizar, the Torah chabal avarizar, ain hamachshava poselis. Who says it's such a chiddush by shachli for avarizar?
Yeah, I don't understand. The whole thing is about Azara, so what are you caring about Pigul or Nosa for? And it's not Kutchim, it's
No, because it's Mechashim, Avoida, La Avoida. That's the question, whether if we say by kochim mechashim la'avodah la'avodah, so we'll say it's certainly by avodah zarah, or we'll say no, it's a unique concept of mechashim la'avodah la'avodah by kochim, but not by avodah zarah. Because that's a specific word. If you shechted it for avodah zarah, that would be definitely osir. But if you shechted it, it's stop. In order to be zorek dama by avodah zarah. That's a shadow. We have a concept of Chashmi Avoid Allah Avoid by Chulin.
So did he have in mind that he was going to use, as he's shechting the animal, for, did he have in mind to use the blood for Avodah Zarah? Or he decided
yes.
After he shechted?
No, he had in mind what was the animal.
So does it really carry over?
Right. Because by Karban, the whole process is considered to be one. But the question is by Chulin, is each does the process united. So it is a legitimate machlokas. Okay? So it says, Shachta Vizarak Doma. Or v'hikter chel avodah zarah. So lemaisa, what happens if you did do shechita and did not for the purpose of avodah zarah, but then you sprinkled the blood for avodah zarah and makter chel avodah zarah? So a different case. You shechted stam, then you sprinkled the blood for avodah zarah and makter chel avodah zarah. Okay, either or. So zeh maisa b'kisor, and such a case happened kisor. Lo amru lo liser v'lo heter. They didn't want to be matter, didn't want to answer. Right? Rachinu b'sheir chizah says zos meres lo chashu. This indicates the fact that he didn't say neither Isser or Heter. It means that they were not did not assume that we draw a parallel to our Mishnah. Now, what's parallel to our Mishnah? The question is where the guy said, "Give it, get to my wife," then went off to the roof and fell off. Right? Shulchan Aruch Leo says that in that case. We assume that he jumped, right? It's not good enough to know that he went up and then died. We did not need to know that he jumped. So here too, the question is: when you shech the animal with stam, and then you do the libation, the blood work, or the aktora for avodah zarah, do we say also chiyach sofa tchilasa? Do we not say chiyach sofa tchilasa? According to Shulchan Aruch, we always say it's chiyach sofa tchilasa. What occurs in the end indicates what was meant at the beginning. If he went to the roof and died, it means that he already was like a Yitzhak Koiler, and all he had to say is Kitzvun Natsunu. But Rabbanan says it's not so much we say, Osir Chir Sofa Tchiloso. It's only if we know for sure that he jumped off, not the fact that there's an indication that he knew what's going to happen. We need to have not just an Umdana. It's like well, we don't not just Yodayim She'enu Mochichos. We need to have Yodayim Mochichos, right? So dear, it's not just enough to say, well, maybe there's a connection. There's got to be a real and clear connection, right? That would be the parallel. So says more intem rechoshu. Were they a suspect? Were they choshish for the cover of Shin Gamlio? And I'm sorry. Rechina b'shem Rechisa says it's meres lo choshu. They weren't. They didn't take Rishon Gamliel's shita completely into account. Because in Tamer choshu, you're going to say they took into account. They didn't know it's leisa. They should have said it's osir. Like Rishon Gamliel says here, it's a clear umdana. So today they should have said it's the umdana. Says well, on the contrary, Rabbi Yosef Shem Rechisa says it's meres lo choshu. Obviously, they did take it into account, right? Because in Tamer lo choshu. If they said they weren't, if they didn't take Rishon Gamliel into account, loyam lehorot, shouldn't they paskin? But the fact they didn't paskin shows they're a machmir like Rishon Gamliel. In our mission, Rishon Gamliel is a kula, right? Because in our mission, Rishon Gamliel says if he said kisvu without tenu and then went up to the roof and fell off, so we assume that he meant to say kisvu tenu. That's a kula, right? But here it's a chumrah, right? Because here, if you say Olchiyah Sofat Chosah, means when you zorek dam to Avodah Zarah, he had a mind to do the Shechita to Avodah Zarah as well, right? So therefore, here, on the contrary, they must have been Choshesh Rav Shin Gamliel here, because otherwise, why are they not Paskin that's Mutter? So it must be they're afraid. We say Olchiyah Sofat Chiloso. So actually, the more it comes pretty evidently to the conclusion that Reish Lakish is correct. Reish Lakish said, "Ein mechashim mi'avodah la'avodah b'chulin." Right? It's only because you say "ochiach sofal tchilasoi" that we're going to say that it becomes osir. In other words, if you thought at the time shechita to do the zrika shalolishm, oh, actually, it's not a proof. I take that back because before I talk about mechashim mi'avodah la'avodah, thinking at the time shechita to do the zrika la'avodah zara, that might taka also like Rabbi Yochanan holds. You're talking about a different case where the shechita. You didn't have anything in mind. and then the Zrika he did Parva Dezara. And that we have a machlokus whether it's Hochiel Sofa Tchilos or not, right? And obviously, since we answered the animal, in this case, it must be that we are Cheshire and Shigam Leo says Hochiel Sofa Tchilos or whatever he does at the end indicates what happened in the beginning. Okay?
Can't you say it's a non-dana that anyone that's shechting the animal has in mind that most that they're gonna use the blood and the chalif for the chalizor? How many people are gonna shech the normal?
Right, that's what Rashi Gamliel would say. Yeah. Okay, fine.
People are gonna shech.
I can.
And then later on, say, oh, you know, this blood looks good. I think I'll
we'll take Barim Shabalevi and Barim. We don't know. Hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. That's what it's. I saw. Okay, Amar Shnayim. Person says to two people, Tnu get lishi, give a get to my wife. He says in this case, Tnu. Or Shlosha, so three people says, Kisvu get u Tnu lishi, write again, give it to my wife. Arei lichtu v'yidnu, they write again and they give it. Amar Lishlosha, if he said to three people, Tnu get lishi, give a get to my wife, Yom lachem kisvu. They can tell others to write it. Nesha saw him based in the very merit. Now, clearly, as one will say, the Reish is not like that, because the Reish says they have to do it themselves. The Meir says, no, they become based in. And therefore, they can tell others to do it for them, for themselves. To do it for them. This is Chanani Ish Ono brought when Rabbi Akiva was in prison from Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva obviously said, I have a tradition, Bo'em Elishlosh, if you say to three people, Nu get lishti, give a get to my wife, Shiyom Lachen, they can tell other ones, Ksobu, to write it, Mineisha, some basic, because he made it basic. Rabbi Yosef, he said, we responded to Shliach, Namina Lishliach, we answered to him, and Torah Chayyad to give the message back to Rabbi Akiva, Af'ana Mekubalim, we have a Kabbalah as well, and the opposite of your Kabbalah. Shafilo Ma'ala Basin, Agolish Bushalim, he even told the great Sanhedrin, Nu get lishti, write a get for my wife, give a get to my wife. Tzarech shiyomadu v'yichtavu yidnu. They can't give it to anybody else to do. So they have to learn how to write a get, and write it and give it to her. Amar Asar, now what if a guy said to 10 people, Nu get lishti? Echo kreise v'chshayim chayitz. We don't need all 10 involved, because he's just one writes and two sign. I have said, kulchem ksovu, all of you have got to write. Ein echo men kreise, all of them can, one of them writes it, but kulun chasin they all must sign. Therefore, meisa chomem, since he said kulchem, if one of them dies between the time of his command and the get, harei get boto, can't make a get, because he said all that. Says, my masis of Rabbi Meir, mean bad the basra, Amar Lishlosha. And I'm mixing it here, but after the ratio of Amar Lishlosha, because in the ratio it says, the basin themselves have got to learn it, right? That's clearly going to Rabbi Yossi, who says the Sanhedrin's got to learn what to do. The next case in the Mishnah is a case where Meir argues and says, the next statement, same Mishnah, that Meir argues and say that if he said to three people, they can delegate the authority to somebody else. Rabbi Chizuchin said, time and I, Meir, what's the large Grand Meir? Mamati v'chomakom, we find all over. Achayin Kaisin, a basement close me. Right? But others write, and based in science. Hayir tu, v'achom, by get, what's the difference? Achayin Kaisin, based in chomachasmin. They just have to sign. Rahila Barbalas by Kumi Rebbe. Rahila Barbalas asked for Rebbe. He said, Taka, Remeir makes sense. Right? The basin doesn't have to write the document. They delegate a cipher to it. Mauru Loma, Loch Krabiosi. Why do we pass Krabiosi? The basin themselves have to write a document. Where do we ever hear of such a thing? Rebbe says, Amar Lei, Shalom Receive. I didn't see that Loch Krabiosi. He says, Mauro, right? Says, what do they see to pass me a reality? So he said, I never saw it. I wasn't there when they voted. But now it's too late, because they voted at Lachal Krabiosi, so there's nothing I can do about it. And therefore, the base themselves have to learn how to write it. Rabbi Karaba Boyama, now, Rabbi, we know this from all over Shas. Rabbi was very careful of the cover of Rabbi Yossi, even though Rabbi Yossi was his Rabbi. Rabbi had grown to be greater than his Rabbi. And Rabbi Yossi was sitting before him while Rabbi Yossi was alive. He sat before Rabbi as a Talmud. But nevertheless, Rabbi Yossi's son, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, is very sensitive about his father's covet all over Shas. So Rabbi was always very careful about the covet of Rabbi Yossi, even after Rabbi Yossi was nifter. Okay? So here too, Rabbi could have a boy, Maksha, Rabbi Makshayat, Rabbi Yossi. We want to ask a question, Rabbi Yossi. Amrei said, Onan Alivaya, we poor ones, Makshayo Rabbi Yossi. We're going to ask a question, Rabbi Yossi. How can we do such a thing? Shekushayim lebein kodshim, kodshim lebein chulei chulein. The distinction between kodshim and kodshim and the chulein of chulein, kach ben doreinu ledorosh Rabbi Yossi, that's the same difference between our generation and Rabbi Yossi's generation. Now, it doesn't say, I assume he would ask on him afterwards anyway. But he always gives an introduction ahead of time, right? Om Rabbi Yishma, Rabbi Yossi, Rishma, Rabbi Yossi, was Rabbi Yossi's son, said, it's even greater. Kishem Shabin Zor, different Moshe. Kishem Shabin Zov L'Afar, the distinction between a gold and dirt, Kach Bein Dereen Ador Shabbos, so the generation, different between our generation, a generation of my father, a generation ago. You see the concept of the Rida Sadoros. Armel HaSarev said to them people, Olichus HaGet HaZeh, bring this get to my wife. Echom HaKadikum, one that carries four of them. However, he said, Kulchem Holichu, you have to carry it. I don't think they literally all have to hold on to it, right? But they all have to accompany him, right? And then when they get to the location, one gives it on behalf of all of them. Now in that case, since he made all ten shliach l'alocha corporately, so then he may say, if one of them dies, I already get both of the gifts null and void. Rabbi Yosef Lez in the Marim Ruma said, how many of you said, you and you and you and you and you, that's Kilo, Koimer, Kulchem, Zivis, and Kulchem, and then they all have to participate in the giving of the get, whatever phase he introduced them as well. We'll stop here for this evening.